So hello, everybody, and welcome to our Shine pre-conference meeting. I'm so excited to have such a large number of you out here today, and I'm excited about the fact that we get to meet and to see each other in person in just 3 days. It kind of freaks me out to say that because there's still a lot to do. If any of you ever organized a live event, you know there's a lot to do, and it all comes down to, oh, did that get done? Did this get done? And we're running around. But we're pretty well organized and we got a good team in place. And we just, everybody could put together the goodie bags that you guys are going to get, your VIP goodie bag. I had just done a Facebook Live to show one of the things that came. And I'm like, wow, they gave us this for everybody. Oh my God, this is so great. So just some really generous gifts. And that's, you know, one of the advantages of coming in person versus live stream, in addition to great food. And in addition to hugs, and in addition to all the stuff that happens between the sessions, you also get to walk away with this great bag. And I was looking at the raffle prizes. Many of our sponsors have generously donated these beautiful raffle prizes. And we have had people come and, you know, walk away with $1,000 worth of prizes just for coming to the event. And we're so pleased to have those generous. So I think what I would like to do is just do a brief presentation on what to expect when you get here and how to prepare. And then I want to get to know you. Who, raise your hand, who is flying in versus driving in? Most of you. Great. And Lynn's already here. Lynn is actually down there in my kitchen. And there's Louisa. She's driving in for sure. She's not flying in. Because anybody that would fly from San Antonio to Austin is, crazy, I think, because it's just too close, right? Yeah, awesome. All right, so I will share my screen. It's just a short presentation, but I really, and I also want to answer your question. I'm going to show you your schedule. I'm going to check to see, I'm going to make Lynn, can I make you a host, co-host, so I can, where are you? Or I'll make Angelica one too, so that if you hear anybody's noise happening, just shut their mics. Yeah. Sometimes we don't realize we have our mics on and, you know, there's noise in the background. There's a TV going, there's a dog barking. That happens to me. Sometimes the dog starts going nutty. So we're going to get started with what to expect when you get here. Who's excited, first of all? Yes. Yay. I can't wait. And I want to share, you know, once I'm finished sharing a little bit, I want to hear from you, like what you want to do. Who's filled out their quiz so far? It's been fun to read those. It's been very much fun. Louisa, we already know you, so you don't have to do it. But those of you who I don't know, it's been really fun. It would be curious to see. I know Martha did hers. It would be curious to see where you place yourself in terms of the skill sets. You know, we made a quiz together of the skill sets you need to be successful as a practitioner. And some of you are just starting out, will look and say, oh, I need to work on this. Oh, I already have some of this. And some of you who are already in practice for a long time will see, okay, here's where I need to focus my attention. And we like to do it before the event so that you know where to focus, but also that we can see if there's some big deficits that are shared that we're making sure that we cover during the event so that you go away with feeling competent and feeling like, hey, this is something I can do and I can do this. I'll share with you at the beginning of my presentation. We have a big mission. Who feels like we have a big mission? Who feels like our healthcare system is really good and we're just like, you know, people who want to, no. Who feels like there's people falling through the cracks? Who feels like it's focused on disease, not health? And we want to be part of the change. We want to be part of the future. And we want to be giving people what they need and what they deserve, not what they're getting. And it's not for lack of trying, and it's not for lack of care that the system is broken. It's for lack of knowledge. And in some cases, it's for influence and not being able to recognize the difference between good information and information that's based on corporate structure. Let's just leave it at that. I don't want to get into politics and I don't want to get into economics, but a lot of the healthcare decisions and a lot of the medical decisions that are made these days are not based on the best thing for the patient or the client, right? They're made on what's the best financial situation, not for the doctors. I'm not blaming doctors, but it's the system behind that that's funding a lot of this. And that's where we come in and we need to educate. And you know what? It's happening. The more people realize that the system is broken and they don't want to just get Band-Aid care. They don't want to just get symptom relief. They want to have true healing. The more of that and the more we educate the public about that that's possible, the more they're going to demand it. And the more they demand it, the more the system has to change. So we are pivotal in this. So I'm going to share my screen and then we're going to get to know each other a little bit. And then we're going to like open it up to what do you really want to learn here? And what, how can I best support you as we move forward into Shine? So I'm going to share and you'll tell me if you see my screen. Seeing my screen? Yeah. And it fills your whole screen. So it's not like crazy, like, okay, good. Perfect. I did it right. Yay. I'm excited. So Shine 2019. This is our seventh Shine conference. We started them in 2014. We were supposed to start it in 2013. And around the time that we were just getting it set up, I broke my arm and had to have surgery. And so we didn't do it in the fall of 2013. We ended up doing it in January 2014. But we wanted to get into the mode of doing it in the fall because we had another event we were doing in the spring. So we had two events, two Shine events in 2014. Who was at one of the first Shine events? Yeah, you were at the second one, weren't you? Yeah. And there's probably going to be some people on here who are actually at the first one. So nutritional endocrinology for metabolic disorders. Metabolic disorders are critical in our day to day, in our society today. They're the underlying cause of most of the leading killers, heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and then most of the debilitating diseases like autoimmune and Alzheimer's and things like that. Alzheimer's is not, people don't die necessarily from Alzheimer's, but they wish they were dead when they have it because their whole life is gone. It's a very sad disease. And all of it comes from an underlying metabolic disorder. And we can help people in identifying those things. So I always put a disclaimer at the beginning. If you're here for your own health, make sure that you're aware that this is not intended to replace a one-on-one relationship with a qualified medical professional. It's not medical advice. It's really just from my education, from my many years of experience, I've been doing integrated healthcare, functional medicine for 26, 27 years. And that doesn't count the years I was doing it on myself before that as I was learning. So in practice officially since 1992. I graduated in 1991, took boards, and I got my official licenses in 92. So it's been 27 years. It's a long time. So we are indebted and very appreciative of our sponsors. Our sponsors support our event year after year, and they donate really cool prizes so that we can share with you. They donate really cool gifts that we put in your swag bags, they call them. We call them goodie bags. So we're very indebted to all of these guys, and some of them will have booths at the event and many of them will not, but they've all donated some really cool stuff. We have set up a hashtag. I'm not real familiar with hashtags on social media, truth be known, but if you post like on Instagram or you post on Facebook, and those are a couple of our Facebook pages, post with hashtag, I guess. I'm from the old fashioned school. I call it pound sign. Shine Live 2019. And then that you'll be able to find each other's. If you have pictures and you want to post them, we'll be able to find each other's pictures out there. So we recommend taking pictures. We love it when you take pictures. So the event schedule, you'll have this. We will be sending out an email likely tomorrow at latest. Yeah, it's got to be tomorrow because Thursday is getting to be a little bit late, but it will have the event schedule in there. And as we get them loaded up, you'll have slides. As we get them from our speakers, you'll have slides from all of our presentations, and they'll be on a digital page. So look in your email tomorrow to get that. So we're going to start with breakfast at 8 a.m. We're going to do registration on Friday, but actually registration is going to start on Thursday. Thursday evening. So those of you who get here early can go to registration starting at 6 p.m. on Thursday. And then we're going to have a little fireside reception. They have a fire pit out by the river. And we're going to have some really cool low glycemic goodies. So we'll try to do that early enough so that it's not heading into your bedtime fast. So, and then breakfast on Thursday, the food's phenomenal. I don't normally eat breakfast except at Shine because I can't resist the yogurts and the smoothies and all the other kinds of things. And it's all dairy-free, gluten-free, low glycemic, organic as much as possible. And in Texas this time of year, it's pretty good to get mostly organic. We have an opening session. We're doing a break. Then we have Ocean Robbins, and Ocean and I are going to do an open Q&A with you guys. We're going to have lunch. Ocean will be around to mingle at lunch. So I'm super excited to have Ocean. We've been inviting Ocean to come live to this conference for the last few years. He came last year, was zoomed in because he always had conflicts. And this year he said, "Hey, I'm going to be in Austin these days. Is that near your conference?" And I went, "Oh my God, that's perfect." So he's going to be there live and in person. For those of you who don't know Ocean, you're in for a treat. He is brilliant, and he has the biggest heart and motivation and inspiration for making our planet a healthy planet filled with good, healthy food for everyone. In the afternoon, my sessions are just listed as afternoon session with me, but then we have Mike Mutzel. Who's heard of Mike Mutzel or has been in? He's a geek. He loves to get into the science, and I love listening to him. So he's going to be talking about exercise, fasting, and autophagy, followed by Dr. Anna Kabeka, who knows Anna. She is also kind of geeky like me. She loves to get into the science, and she has really been playing with what she calls green keto diet for menopause symptoms. So we're really excited to have her. She's actually cannot make it in person, as far as I know. I think she's going to be zoomed in because she's in Finland or someplace where she was invited to speak. But she will be there. We're going to talk about Trisha Nelson, who's an emotional eating coach and specialist. She is concerned about all this attention on fasting and keto and even elimination diets and how they affect people who have eating disorders. And she's going to talk about that and how we as coaches and as practitioners can learn to identify if some of the diet things that we're coaching people in are going to, you know, reactivate some eating disorder stuff. So she's brilliant with that. Trina Felber, she was going to be there in person, but her dad has surgery happening, but she will be there on live stream. And she's going to talk about the health of the mouth. She's a registered nurse who has like really taken the mouth on as a source of a lot of disease. And she's the one that gave us this amazing packet that if you want to see what she's donated, you're going to sneak peek and you're going to get a kit with charcoal toothbrush and this organic toothpaste without glycerin, without other stuff. And she's got this gum serum. I mean, it's an amazing bundle, probably worth 40, 50 bucks if you were to try to go buy that stuff. So she's going to talk about that. And it's really associated with a lot of the cardiovascular risk and metabolic disorders. And then we have a little talk from a young person who's going to talk about how we can empower the youth of the world to be the voices in there. Dinner on your own. We used to do dinner on Friday night, and everybody said, "Well, we never get a chance to just hang out at the resort and go for a swim and enjoy the hot tub and just hang out." So we decided to do a dinner on your own on Friday night. On Saturday, we're going to start out with breakfast again in the morning. And my session, Steph Jackson is like, we call her the gut whisperer. She's like so amazing at the understanding the microbiome and personalizing microbiome care. And she's concerned about the effects of a keto diet on the microbiome and has some strategies for what you can do about that. And then Dr. Alan Hopkins, who's local, he's amazing. And he's going to be talking about advanced biomarkers in metabolism. Like, what are some of those things that we can be testing and recommending our clients get tested decades before disease develops? Who wants to help people predict and then prevent disease decades before it starts? Anybody? Yeah, right? So he's going to talk about a lot of that. We're going to do the afternoon. Then we're going to move into a little bit of okay, now that you know a lot of stuff, how do you get it out there? And T.R. Garland is really, he's like a LinkedIn expert. And that's one of the untapped things for me that I don't know about. And he's going to talk about how do you use your LinkedIn profile to attract your ideal clients. And who uses LinkedIn? Anybody? It's really a good thing. According, he thinks it's like one of the best things for us as health practitioners, health coaches, to really reach our ideal target audiences out there. And then we're going to talk about a group of our coaches and a group of our faculty are going to talk about using nutritional endocrinology in practice. Then we're going to have that VIP dinner. And in the evening, we're going to do some hot seats and Q&A. And with the hot seats, it's really you can choose, and you'll have to fill out a form on Friday to apply. But we're going to give you the opportunity to either have like some business strategy, like how do I get my business to do this and how do I create a program to do that or whatever. Or if you have a client or patient with a tough case that you want to present, or if it's your own or your child's or your mother's or whatever, and we'll give you a form to fill out and apply to really get some good coaching in that evening. And then the final day, we have warning session. I'm not going to tell you what exactly I'm talking about because I'm still working out the order and fitting it all in because I have a lot to fit in. But then Dr. Tom O'Brien, who knows Dr. Tom? Yeah. He's going to talk about the brain, and he's going to talk about some of the effects of metabolic disorders on the brain and some of the things we can do. We're going to leave time for Q&A after that with Dr. Tom and I. Then you'll have an afternoon session with me after lunch. And then again, this day is like, how do you get your message out to the world? And TR is going to talk about some things related to, what is he talking about? No, I can't remember. I think it has to do with writing. Yeah, getting your expertise known through writing. And then Shannon is going to talk about how do you do it through speaking. And like, we have all the skill, and a lot of us are the best kept secret around, or a lot of you might be, and we want to teach you how to get that out there. So they're going to do a little bit of talk on that. We're going to do the grand prize raffle winners. So the biggest prizes we save for last. And then I'm going to say, okay, I'm going to take you through. Now that you've learned all this, now what? What do you do to take this out into the world? So any questions on the schedule? It's pretty packed. Who likes to pack a lot of stuff into a weekend and learn a lot when you go to a conference? Who likes to learn a lot but be able to know how to take it back with you? Because I go to a lot of CME stuff, and a lot of them are just like study after study after study after study after study, and there's no how do we put this into action? And I just go, all right, now I need 3-day weekend to go through my notes and go through the slides and figure out what the strategies I want to put in place. So we're really building in a lot of practical. How do you put this into practice? Does it sound good? We created this quiz for you, www.practicesuccessquiz.com. I know a lot of you already filled it out. If you haven't, go there, fill it out, give us some information, and it's going to give you a score in these areas. And we're going to map yours out on the graph. And for those of you who do apply, we are going to offer you a free strategy session with one of our coaches to see where are you and how are you going to be able to move this forward. And we'll do that on some of the breaks during the event. There's going to be a lot of really cool surprises and goodie bags and the raffle items. And you can still invite a friend. I know if you're not local, it's hard to find a flight this late, but sometimes there's really great flights this late. But shineliveguest.com, and you can invite a friend to save a couple $100. So that's the resort is amazing. It's just so beautiful. But here we are. We're at a crossroads where we can make a difference. We can make a difference in the healthcare of the future. Thomas Edison was one of my favorite quotes, was what's the doctor of the future? And I have that on another slide here. But we need to change that. It's not impossible. We're taking the M off it, right? We think it's impossible. No, it's possible. And it's possible for you to be an integral part of that. The mission is ours, right? It's not just yours. It's not just mine, ours. And as a cohesive whole, we can make a huge difference. We already have made a huge difference. When I look at what's happened in healthcare over the last 27 years, since I've been a licensed clinician in practice, huge, huge, huge changes. And there's still more to come. I'd love to be able to take what I've put into this brain over the last 27 years. And one day I think we might have that technology. I don't know that I want a little hole in my side of my face to do that. But maybe they'll make one that you stick in your ear and it downloads all of what's in one person's brain into another person's brain. But one of the things we're going to talk a lot about is recognizing when your client or patient comes in with the tip of the iceberg symptoms, the tip of the iceberg symptoms that have been ignored for so long, right? The fatigue and the brain fog, a little extra weight around the middle, a lot of extra weight around the middle. Those things that the doctor says, oh, it's just your age. Oh yeah, you have achy joints. That's normal for a 60-year-old, right? Oh, you have this pain. That's normal. Gut stuff. Oh, you have indigestion. Just take these things. Those are the tip of the icebergs oftentimes for some really serious things. And we're going to talk a lot about ketogenic diets, good fats, bad fats. How do you do ketogenic in a good, healthy way? And how do you help your clients to avoid the dark side of keto? We're going to talk about measurements. We're going to show you devices and talk about that. We're going to talk about the genetics related to metabolic disorder. We're going to share with you, and you'll have on the download page, I'm going to give you some of my favorite charts related to this. Some of the who came last year may already have those charts, but for those of you who didn't, just the areas of the metabolic disorders, we made some amazing charts. Lynn's on tonight. She and I put these charts together and they're great. We're going to talk a lot about the healthy lifestyle. It's not just about food. It's about all the other things and the thoughts and the processes. We have on Saturday, Kimberly Ward and Laura Fine are going to talk about the emotional and the energetic blockages that keep people from actually living their full potential and how we can take charge and do things about it. We're going to talk a lot about labs and assessments. I'm going to share with you my 5 steps to getting people well and helping people to really uncover these things. We're going to talk about intermittent fasting. I'm going to introduce you to a process that I'm going to be rolling out in the fall. I'm going to be doing a free Facebook challenge, and it's called Eat While Fasting, and it's based on the idea of fasting mimicking, which was propagated by Dr. Walter Longo, but we're going to teach you how to do it with real food and how to stand out as a practitioner, and we're going to look at each of these areas and how do you develop your skills in those areas. I want to take you from being scared when somebody comes in and says, I saw 5 naturopaths and 3 functional medicine doctors and 2 specialists and a partridge in a pear tree, and nobody's been able to help me. And you go, no, I want you to be going, yay, I got this. And we're going to do that by teaching you the basics of nutritional endocrinology, which is the master controller in the body. We're going to go through the health continuum, which medicine is, it's disease and symptom free, period, right? And we know that that's not the case. We know there's a lot of places in between disease and symptom free is imbalance. And we have to address people when they're in imbalance to get them symptom free. But we also have to look at, you know, getting them from symptom free to balanced. And then, in my opinion, unstoppable. The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but will interest the patients in the care of the human frame, diet, and the prevention and cause of disease. So whether you are a doctor, whether you're an optometrist, whether you're a dentist, whether you're a PA, whether you're an acupuncturist or health coach, a nutritionist, a dietitian, we are the practitioners. I would change that to say the practitioner of the future, the health practitioners, the health coaches. The future is now. And diet and the cause and prevention of disease is critical for us to master. And that's why we do it. We've got to get the boulders out of the way. We've got to learn to get that. We're going to focus on this at this shine. How do we identify the obstacles that are getting in people's way and remove them? And we're going to work on a little bit on your big why. Your big why. Why are you doing this? Who in your family was sick that you wish you could have helped? Who in your friend's circle? Is it something about you? Is it something about your health that you want to be able to get out there? What is it? What is your big why? And we'll give you an opportunity to explore that. And this is part of my big why. These are my parents. My mom died at age 56, my dad at 63. And this is me at the same age that my mom was in this picture when she died. And this is my son. He was just going off to college. And I think about that. I think if I didn't know what I knew and I haven't been acting the way I have been, what would have happened to my poor son? He's 25 now, but what would his life have been like had I checked out like my mom did? And I believe my mom's death was preventable. And I believe with a lot of the stuff you're going to learn this weekend at Shine could have saved her life. Had her doctors counseled her the way we're going to teach you to coach people, but also tested her the way that we're going to teach you to test people. So there's a lot to be learned. There's a lot of, a lot in your future. And, you know, we want to prevent you from having that, this problem in your family, but also to help other families to prevent that loss. When my mother died, it was devastating. So we're going to cover a lot of the basics in getting rid of the obstacles and in balance my specific formula, my complex case solving blueprint, how we go through and actually do this in a specific order and a specific way that's going to make a huge difference in how you practice. So thank you for your kind attention to my presentation. I hope I got you inspired and motivated to be present and to really like soak everything in at Shine. So I've shared with you. Now I want to get to know you a little bit. And it's going to be hard with this big room, but if I already recognize you and have a little bit about your story, when we meet in person, we're going to be able to connect on a much deeper level, but also each other, right? You're going to remember, oh yeah, I remember Jen from that call. Jen, oh, I'm so glad to meet you in person, right? So that's what I want to do with this. We're into creating community. This isn't just like, you know, oh, you're a competition for me because I'm a health coach too. Like, give me a break. There's way more people that need health coaches and functional medicine docs and acupuncturists than there are. I have colleagues who've said to me, why do you teach practitioners? Aren't you afraid of creating competition? And I'm like, are you serious? Like, are you really serious? People say this to me. Like, aren't you afraid of creating competition? No. I want the world to be able to get this. And the number of functional medicine, health coaches, alternative practice, people who focus on nutrition and true root cause healthcare compared to the number of people who need it, it's a drop in the bucket. And I want to create more and more and more. I want the ripple effect. And every time you help someone and they help someone and they go, I want to do this now. You helped me. You know, I can't tell you how many people in the course of my early days in practice would get well and go, okay, I got to help people with this. Some went to naturopathic school. One went to naturopathic school and then medical school. Others went to chiropractic school. Others have become health coaches because they go, wow, like all these years I suffered. I don't want other people to do this. And that's where we're at right now. This is the future of medicine and we are stepping into the future. And I want that bright future and I want you equipped to be in that future. So thank you for being part of this, for part of this revolution. It is a revolution. Although the revolution word doesn't necessarily jive me because it has this violence piece to it. We are changing. We are the new paradigm that is going to, right? It's a new paradigm. It's just a new way of thinking, right? And when you think a different way, what happens? You act a different way. And when a whole bunch of people think a different way and then act a different way, it's a movement. So instead of a revolution, let's call it a movement. We're creating a movement and we want this movement to just take over the world. So thank you. So what I'm going to do is call on you in the order that you're on my screen. Is that okay? And I would love it if you guys who are not on my screen, because there's 27 of you, and I think I only see 4, 8, 12, I see 16. So there's 11 of you that are not on the screen. So I'd love to hear from you. And there, somebody just came on and then she disappeared. So I'm going to start with Carla. So Carla, I'm going to open your line. Oops, I can't open your line. How do I do that? I think you have to open your own line. That's weird. Am I? Oh, I'm not the host. Who's
Hello,
the host?
Everyone. So I'm here with a different background. I actually own a chemical company.
Whoa. Okay. Tell me more.
And in making products and seeing it's industrial chemicals too, I could see what they were doing to people. And my family continued to get sick, my extended family, as well as myself. So I set out to heal myself and heal other people.
Nice.
So my background is engineering and chemistry. I have a degree in both, but I started really studying medicine and I did a deep dive in medicine And I didn't know where I really fit in. And yes, I did complete health certification, a health coach certification at IIN. But I've done a lot of deep studying. And Dr. Rita Marie, out of all the doctors I studied, I liked your stuff the most.
So I'm constantly drawn
to you and all the things that you teach. And it's not just theory, it's the science with the theory. It's not that I'm a science nerd, but I can really see why you don't need chemicals in things. So mm-hmm. I've been struggling with how to go more into health and less into my business. And because they're almost opposites, it's hard for me. It's not really hard for me. I practice chemicals responsibly, but it's just trying to cut one career off.
Make the transition. Right.
And I think if I had noticed that earlier, I would have gone to be a doctor, but I'm just figuring it out now.
It's never too late to figure out. So yeah, thank you for that. And given your science background and your ability to really dig and look at biochemical pathways and all that, that really will help you in helping people, especially those difficult cases.
Right.
Doing the little simple things is not helping, but to be able to look at pathways and go, So I think it's going to come in handy. And, you know, that transition, we can maybe share some strategies.
Absolutely. But I'm really happy to be here. I really feel like this is my community. I don't know anyone, but I really feel like this is my community. This is where I want to be. This is where I feel most comfortable. This is the thing that makes me happy. This is the thing that makes me smile. So now I just got to figure it all out. I got a lot of knowledge, but I need to put it all together and figure it all out.
And you won't have to figure it out alone.
Yeah, thank you.
You've got a community and a family now. So thank you for being here. Yay. So Catherine, and I would love to hear from each of you, like, what is it that drove you to sign up for Shine? And what is it you would like most to get out of it? And wait, let me unmute you. There you go, Catherine. Oops, still can't hear you. Do you have a mic on your phone, on your computer? Check to see if your mic is muted or something. Down in the corner, there should be a little microphone, and then there's an arrow, like an up arrow next to it. Click that, and it will tell you what you're using as a microphone. And sometimes you have to stick like a thing in there. Oh, wait, now you're muted. Let me try again.
Next to the microphone, there's a little arrow that faces up.
Yeah.
And when you click on that, it will say what it is. And then also make sure on your audio settings that those are up and running.
Yeah. And if it's a headset that it's expecting, you may have to plug in a headset. So we'll come back to you while you figure it out. Okay. Okay, good. So Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
I'd love to know where you're from. Where you're from.
I'm just right outside of Austin. I'm in the Lockhart area.
Oh, ooh, you're close to the event.
Yeah, I'm in Austin all the time. I'm an Austin girl.
Oh, good. Yay. So, you know, it's hot here. So I forgot to say that. Warm. It got cooler for a while. It was only in the low 90s. And then this week it's got warm again and it's in the high 90s. So if you're from Iowa or other places where it's down to 62, it'll feel warm, but it'll feel good. All right. So tell us more. What prompted you to join Shine and what do you want to get out of it?
You know, it's really interesting. You actually have somebody on this site tonight that was the inspiration for me to really look at your program.
Ah.
She has been involved in your program, and little did she know that she opened a can of worms for me, because I literally, as soon as she left my office, I started looking at your program, and it was truly a prayer. You know, I've done nutrition, I've done holistic healing, I've had a trauma center for 23 years.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, I truly believe that with each evidence of work that we all do, there are other markers or other avenues by which we are to add to our basket of gifts. And I believe that part of the puzzle piece that I wanted more of comes from what you've developed. And I mean, it was literally, you know, I just went into a prayerful mode of saying, am I to do this? And it was like, yes.
Awesome.
And so I'm real excited. I think that what I offer also is that I've been a life coach for a long time. I'm a motivational speaker and I do a lot of seminars.
Oh, nice.
So, my biggest format is how the emotions and the vibration of the body affect the immune system.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing. So what you're going to get some good strategies there. And
absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome.
I'm real open to that. Yeah.
Yeah. I think more and more that's the way medicine is going. We can't be ignoring that. We can't ignore
it. Well, I've had two doctors that were very interested in the fact that I'm doing that this weekend. So that felt good.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing. Yay.
Thank
awesome
you.
Girl.
Thank you.
Then we have Louisa, who's not too far away down in San Antonio. Tell us.
Let's see.
Tell everybody. I already know you, but you can tell other people like where you're from. I already did, San Antonio. But
yes.
Tell us a little bit about what prompted you to come. I know you. This is your like second or third shine, I think.
It's my third.
Third shine.
It's my third shine. Well, after the first and the second, I wasn't going to miss a shine. So that was like a no-brainer. Now, I am an optometrist. I guess I am the first one to have a wellness coach, and I'm so happy to announce that in 3 more weeks, the new expansion will be open, and Susan will have her office, and it's really exciting. I went in there today to see it. They had painted the room, and it's looking really pretty.
Wow.
So, the thing is, I already got calls from other local optometrists because of the article that they published in the newsletter in, I think it was in August or something. So you might be a speaker for the next year's, for our annual convention there.
I would love that.
Yeah, we're talking about that, so we'll talk about that when I'm there.
Oh, awesome.
What is nice is that now other optometrists, like, they've asked me if they can share Susan. I said, no, you need to get another one.
You need to get your own, and we have plenty.
Yes. And I
okay,
her,
this is awesome. Right? So, this is awesome. Yeah. Thank you. This is awesome. So, you know, Louisa came a couple of years ago. She joined our NAPT program, and because she was seeing, you know, as an optometrist, you're seeing the early changes, right? Those changes that are decades before in the eye. And she's going, these people have to do something. And she wanted to learn more. And then she has such a busy optometry practice that she wasn't finding the time she needed to really coach people. So she hired Susan, who's down there, Susan Larson, to come in and be her health coach. And Susan is in our NEPT program as well. And Susan came to our, when did you come to Shine? 2 years ago was your first time. And now they're working together. But what Louisa is opening up is another avenue for folks like you guys as health coaches to work in doctor's offices, now it's optometrist's offices as well. So there's a lot of opportunity, and we'll talk a lot about that at the event. So thank you for sharing that, Louisa.
Yay!
Way to go. She's a pioneer.
That's right.
Yeah, she's totally a pioneer. Okay, so let me, somebody needs to be muted, though. Angelica, if you could find who's making bubbly noises in there. Thank you. Thank you, Louisa. Can't wait to see you. Martha.
Okay. I was typing something I'm so excited about, Louisa and Susan, because I was there. This will be my third shine, and we were at the mastermind group on Monday, and just the way things transpired and the sharing, and, you know, people didn't feel that they were competing against each other. We're all looking for to work together and partner together.
Yeah.
And together. And so congratulations to you, Louisa. And I don't know if Susan's on the line, but Susan's like me, that I don't have a medical background. I have some familiarity with it from being in the insurance business because I, you know, had wanted to be healthy on my own and taking a lot of applications where I saw people not only had, it seemed like everything begat another drug. They're on like not one drug, but two and three and four. And it was a very small population of my clientele that were preferred, which is like 10% of the entire population. So I think I'd kind of got started following you like really, really a long time ago, like in 2005 or six. And so each year I'm kind of adding more and more and more interested where I can make that transition. I've just, you know, you got to do the studying and the work to be able to make the application. And that's, I'm excited about to get all inspired of coming to Shine and meet people that will help me do that. Yay. And I'm from Moorhead City, Atlantic Beach, North Carolina.
Thank you. Yeah, it's good to say where you're from, because if other people are in the area, it's nice to make those connections. And then when you do meet at Shine, you can seek each other out. So Jen, tell us about you. Where are you from and what prompted you to join Shine and what do you want to get out of it?
Let's see. Is that, am I unmuted?
You are.
Okay. I live in Palm Springs, California now. I just moved down here from the Bay Area to help open a restaurant. I'm a chef and a nutritionist, though I'm not, this restaurant is not hiring me to do any of my nutrition. I'm going to be coming there because I love learning about health and keeping, and hopefully, you know, in an underground way, I will be, you know, using good oils and using, you know, and doing, you know, using more organics than probably another chef would, and using better products than they might have, you know. But yeah, as far as right now, professionally, I'm not really working in the field, but it's every second of my spare time. I'm just, you know, still soaking up the knowledge and stuff. So I always love what you have to say. And I went to Shine a few years ago and thought it was time to come back.
I'm so glad you're coming back. Yes. And yeah. You know, when it's your time to make that transition, you know, this is a great, a chef job in a restaurant, you are going to get some stealth transformations, right? One of our coaches boards part-time as a waitress in a restaurant. She's constantly like, don't order that, order this, you know, and she's getting them to change the menu. So you can have an influence on, like you said, the types of oils, but also some of the introducing some healthier versions of people's favorites, right? So you have a very influential
position. Well, I'm creating everything about the menu. I'm doing, you know, it's all me, but it's still, we have it's a restaurant that's been open for 22 years in San Francisco, and we're doing its next iteration here. So so there's certain things that they want me to sort of keep the same, yeah. And then because of what I know, I can't go back to not knowing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
So I won't, you know, I won't be using that fryer grease in the fryer, you know?
Right.
I won't be, yeah.
Good
for you. So, yeah. Yeah. And thank you.
Looking forward to meeting you. I guess I met you before, but a lot of times people come to the events and they're a little shy about meeting. You know, they don't want to buy, you know, and there's times when I'm in between stuff and it's hard to get, because I want to get to know everybody. And, you know, my team are like, come on, you got to get ready for your next session. But there are times when we will, like at some of the lunches and breakouts and, you know, so I do want to get to know you. So I always tell people, please come get a hug at least and say hi.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Angelica, tell everybody about you.
Yeah, good timing, because I came from the culinary world too. So I guess what was on my mind today, I was swimming laps and I do a lot of good thinking in the pool, you know. And I was thinking today, I'm like, I would love to figure out, my intention at Shine is to really learn from everybody. How do we handle the naysayers and the people who deny the information we have to share? so many people are just so comfortable with the status quo. And I was just mentioning in the chat, my parents are like, well, but it's normal to age. And, you know, for some people, that glass of wine is all that makes them happy in their life. And I just would really love to be empowered to be able to stand up to those objections and to show people the value of what we do. And also, like, the ones who are like, oh, well, you know, no one's proven that chemicals kill you. No one's proven it. And it's like, I would really love to get stronger in that area.
Mm-hmm. And the more you learn, the more you know. But even if you know a lot and you just start spewing out biochemical pathways, the naysayers are going to be naysayers a lot of times. And a lot of times they will hear you. And some of it comes from, you know, limiting beliefs and not wanting to believe differently because they've lived in a certain way for so long. So, yeah, that's a great question. And I think it's something we can all explore as a community and share with each other. And Angelica is right now living. She was in Austin up until about a month ago, and now she's back in Marin County, California. So, Barbara, it's so good to see you here.
Yes. Hi, everybody. My name is Barbara Dunn, and I live in Middle Tennessee. And when I found Shine, and I honestly can't remember, found Dr. Rita Marie, it was either on Instagram or Facebook. And kind of like Carla, she just, everything that I'd been learning since 2014, I've been on my own healing journey, basically doing it by myself and finding things online and getting rid of something and adding something else. And so since that time in March of this year, I stopped taking all of my pharmaceuticals for my diabetes symptoms, which I've been taking for 25 years. My doctor, I ordered my labs. I went in with the sheet after talking with Lynn, what was recommended, and said, can we just add this, this, and this, and this? So it took them probably 45 minutes to draw my blood this morning with all the vials.
I've
done it myself through the lab work. Is it lab stock?
Lab,
I can't remember.
Your lab.
The one that you use.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, I'd gone to a Quest, you know, just on my own and paid cash for it. Well, now I'm going to run it through my insurance. So I'm just looking to connect and understand. I would like to learn how to start a business and become a health coach as I learn more. Really in my area, there are no functional practitioners of any kind. And so talking to people, the naysayers, but the doctor that I have is, he's Indian by heritage, and he's open. It's like, sure, we can order that lab. I don't know what it means, but you know, so I'll be able to take some information back to him. I'm basically becoming the guinea pig. And once he sees that it's successful, I think there might be an opportunity there for me to say, hey, you know, I could work with some of your patients
and help them. Yeah. That's a great in. Yeah. So, and a lot of doctors will teach, right? Because they don't know this and they didn't learn this in medical school and they have no
idea. And my background,
why would you
want
to keep a A1C on somebody who doesn't have diabetes? Like, why would you?
Right.
Do that?
Exactly. So right? Those kinds of things I have answers for and I understand. And my background is I'm a university professor with languages and culture. So probably 5 years ago, I really started learning about food and watching, you know, what are my Japanese students eating and why are they eating that? Mm. And how can they eat all this rice and I can't, you know, and all of those kinds of things. So the genetic piece, you know, really jumped out at me and I'm hands on. I really like to learn by doing. And so I'm really excited just to look at the food and be able to talk to who prepared it and what's in it and the ingredients and all those kinds of things.
Yeah. Good for you. Yeah. Well, I'm glad
you're coming. I can't wait to meet everybody.
And I see you. I see you doing it. I see you doing it. Yeah. So, Patty, you know, that's how I got, first of all, started, right? I was sick and I didn't get answers from doctors except for also medication, steroids, Valium, shots of steroids in my nose, you name it, I got it and nothing was helping and the doctors didn't know. And I said, okay, can it be my diet? My diet's really bad. And they were like, yeah. Back in what, 1985, before all this internet and everything. And that's how I got started. And I got myself healed myself, figured it all out, and then said, this has to be easier for everybody else. And that's what got me into it. So that's a great journey. And especially if you are smart, right? You're a university professor, you're super smart, you can learn it. And you go, okay, I've done this for me. I've learned it for me. Now I want to share this. It's a very great, it's a great strategy. So I'm glad you're doing. Yeah. Patty.
Hey, Dr. Maria. I'm from Central Virginia. Forest Virginia is what we're known for. And Barb, I mean, a lot of folks have talked about exactly what I have been, just been a journey of watched my mom suffer needlessly because we didn't have this information to be able to share. And so I have been on this journey myself physically, and I've had some issues. And actually, I did a program through Dr. Kabeca, and that's how I was introduced to you, Dr. Rita Marie. Mm-hmm. And then had a daughter who had a concussion, and then we had more problems. And so it's been health issues for many, many years. And like Barbara was saying, just I'm there to try to grab as much as I can of how to apply these things. I have people that come to me all the time because they know I'm always studying. My background is actually, I'm a board certified music therapist, but I haven't practiced in a couple years. I've been raising my girls, who are now both in college. And so now I'm in this transition phase and have always loved health, nutrition, and the power of music and healing. And so I'm kind of coming back to this and very excited about what I'm about to learn, and exciting to be able to look at labs too, and to be able to understand. And that way I can educate others as well as myself and feel more empowered, and to be able to go to the doctors, which I did. And that's how I was diagnosed with Hashimoto's. Was I was like, I know what kind of, you know, test to have. And I went to them and they said, oh my goodness, you do have Hashimoto's, just like you said. So it was really fascinating that I could go in there and then be able to find someone, because there are no functional doctors here either. And I would have to drive hours and hours to get to somebody. So it's kind of been a frustrating part. So I thought, well, maybe it could start with me, since there's nothing here, that maybe I can be the community changer.
Right. And you don't have to be a doctor. And that's something I'll be talking about a lot. You know, you had to watch licensing laws in different states, but anybody can run a lab because there's direct access, except in New York and New Jersey and a few states. But you can always cross the border. So you can run the labs, you can have your patients run the labs. And then when you learn how to interpret it, you're not interpreting their labs, you're educating them about what's in their labs. And as long as you use the right thing, and you're using the word education and the word helping you to identify your own imbalances and remove them, that's not medical lingo, right? You can't get accused of practicing medicine without a license if you're using language that is so far into medicine that they never use it. So it's just really learning how to do it. Absolutely.
Thank you. Look forward to it.
Shannon. Whoops, you're still muted. Let's see if we can unmute you. There we go. You're unmuted.
Okay. There you go. I'm from Dallas, so I'm going to be driving in.
Nice.
And I'm a type 1 diabetic and have Hashimoto's, but my Hashimoto's is not bad. I have more energy than most regular people. But I've done IIN. I have done so many classes out the wazoo. It's just a matter of I give out too much free information. And we built a brand new house and the huge kitchen, and I'm going to do healthy cooking classes and help people make healthy meals for their family. And then, you know, do big group classes, and then later on get into one-on-one coaching.
Nice. That sounds good. And you know what, food classes, I can't say that that's how I started, because I started by getting all my degrees and starting. But what I did was, to before I built the online and, you know, really grew it into group stuff, I started doing some classes in my kitchen.
Yeah.
And I loved it. And now we do classes online, and we have hundreds of people watching, right? But it started with me being in my kitchen and people going, oh, you know, you're living in Texas and I'm living in North Carolina. Is there any way you can sell me the booklets that you gave out at your thing? Is there any way you can start to videotape them? And then it's like, oh yeah, okay, I can do that. And so it expanded. Yeah. I love it, because you reach people through their bellies. And when you talk to them about gluten-free or dairy-free or whatever, they go, oh my God, yeah. And then you make them pizza and they watch you make it and they eat it and they go, oh my God, this tastes so amazing. And wow, I wasn't constipated afterwards, or I didn't have irritated belly afterwards, or had energy afterwards. They're like, okay, tell me more. So,
I've done some raw cooking classes too. I am not raw, but I mean, I like to make raw foods.
Yeah. So and you know, eating more raw foods is a great thing, and you don't have to be 100% of anything. Right. I'm really against dogma. So you have to find what works for you, not just works best for your body, but also works best for your lifestyle.
Right.
Now for me, I do not like to turn on the stove. I do not like to turn on the oven. I just like to open the refrigerator and eat the food the way it's there. That's just it. Oh, I can throw some nuts in that. I can throw some sauerkraut and oh, let's open up the blender and let's throw in some stuff and whatever it tastes like when I'm done. Yay. That's great. It's easy for me. I just downloaded this vegan cheese book last night on Kindle and I'm looking through it and I'm going, everything required taking agar, which isn't that hard to do, but you have to cook it and stir it to thicken and then putting that in. I'm like, okay, I'm going to figure out a way to do it without agar. Cause there were some really nice sounding cheeses, like with zucchini in it and all kinds of veggies. But that's just me, right? Other people to cook and love to, I don't like to cook. I like to prepare, but, and I feel best. I feel most energized when I eat mostly raw food. I don't eat 100%. But in the summer, I don't like to eat cooked food because it's so hot here in Texas that it's too hot to eat, you know. Anyway, that's just me. But that's not you, right? We all have to find our way. As long as you go, well, my way is pizza and beer and M&Ms and Twinkies. Well, let's find a different way because that's probably what got you, you know, not feeling so well in the first place, you know. Right. Yeah. So, yeah, thank you. Looking forward to meeting you. Okay, I don't know your name. You're A605188 iPhone. That's what you're showing. Yes, yes, you just opened, you just started to talk. I'm going to open up your line. I don't know what to call you except A605188 iPhone. Say hello.
Are you talking about me?
I am talking about you. Yay.
The one in the little square?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know how to take the square out and because I'm not too familiar with Zoom, but my name is Vesta and I can say that I'm a health aficionado and I met you at Natural Grocers. I thought you were so lovely and so had so much heart that I definitely thought I wanted to see you, but I have a background in architecture and I'm just redirecting my life. That means I retired, but I don't want to call it because
I like redirecting my life.
Yeah, because it sounds too much like expire, but I've been very interested in health. I've studied biobiology, I've studied biogeometry, and all that has to do with the earth lines and the frequencies and shapes because I always wanted to build buildings that would elevate the human spirit and help their health. And so a lot of it has to do with frequencies and stuff like that. So I've been studying a bunch of different things. I don't believe in doctors and I usually go to naturopaths, chiropractors, everything but. So I also have my own personal challenges, that I'm interested in trying to figure out what they might be, but, one of the things that attracted me to go to the conference you had at Natural Grocers was because my brother just had cancer, or they thought he did, and he put himself in a very strong keto diet. And it was totally contained. So, you know, I think part of it, he's been a vegan his whole life, well, practically his whole life, so a vegetarian, and he still had health issues. So anyways, I'm an aficionado and one of the things on my list was nutrition and learning how to cook because I don't know how. And, so I figured, oh, I might as well go to a conference. I'll learn something more about nutrition.
Wonderful. Thank you. I'm glad to see you here. Yay. Now I recognize you. I didn't recognize your name. Now it's
yeah. Well, I don't know how I look. I probably look like a very round face, but.
No, we see you. I don't know what it says, Vesta, so you figured out how to change it or somebody did, so.
Yeah, I'm Vesta, but I didn't know if that was a number that you said. Is that mine?
My number. Now I see Vesta, so I don't know.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Great. Wonderful. I can't wait to see you again.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Lynn Rose.
Yeah. Vesta, did you say where you were from?
Austin.
I live in Austin. I'm originally from Venezuela.
Okay. Another neighbor. Well, I live in McDade, which is east of Austin.
Oh, okay. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, I'm all about earth energies and such too, so we'll have a lot to talk about.
Oh, wow. Wonderful. Yeah, have you heard about geometry and about biology?
Yeah, in fact, I'm doing GeoVital. So
I've never heard of that.
Okay, well, that's a different thing, but it's like biology, so yeah.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Great.
We have lots of good conversations.
Yeah. I ran into Rita Marie several years ago. You were doing a lab class online. I don't remember the details or when it was, but that's how I first found
you. Oh, that's how you first. Oh, yeah. That was a long time ago.
Then there was a gap, and then I started coming to your potlucks and learned about it and all that. So, and then I, 2 years ago, got into NEPT, and that was at Shine. So this will be my third Shine.
Nice.
I have some other great people in this group. Luisa is my eye doctor.
Yay.
Susan is my coach and my partner, and we spent the day together today. And, she was telling me about Sarah, so I'm anxious to meet Sarah, too. I want to experience what she does. So I'm a nurse and a massage therapist and a homeopath and a herbalist, and I do a lot of stuff. So that's me.
Yay. She's brilliant. All right. Thank you, Jennifer. Oops, it's unmuted. Yeah, there we go.
There we go. Hello. Hi. So I'm from Madison, Wisconsin. I moved here recently from Colorado. And I have a very strong background in chemistry, nutrition, food science, and I'm also a pastry chef, among many other things. I have a strong interest in nutrition, obviously, and I found Rita Marie a couple of years ago through Summer Bach, and so I've just been kind of falling on the sidelines, and so when the this conference came up, I was like, well, that sounds like fun. So yeah, I'm going to go. Mm-hmm. So that's where I'm coming. And I'm just very excited to learn from everybody and just be a part of it.
Awesome. And so you're a pastry chef. Is that what you do full time, or do you do work as a nutritionist?
So I worked for Atkins Nutritionals as their nutritional coordinator for all of their website recipes, and I was a recipe creator for 9 years. And I recently got out of that business, so to speak. And so, no, I'm not a pastry chef full time. There's not a lot of dough in the pastry business. So it wasn't, and it's a lot of hard work. So I love the idea of it, but I'm not at a point in my life where I want to be working that hard.
Yeah.
So physically anyway. So yeah.
Good. I can't wait to meet you.
Yeah. It'll be fun.
Thank you. Thank you. And Patricia. Patricia Laptop 2 is how you show up. Let me unmute. There you go. You're unmuted.
I'm a nurse. I've been a nurse for 25 years, half that time in the ER. Burned out on conventional medicine, always been interested in nutrition. Found Rita Marie through Dr. Alan Hopkins when he interviewed you one time online.
Yeah.
And then watched one of your intermittent fasting videos, and that's how I found out about Shine.
Awesome. Yay. Well, you'll get to hang out with Dr. Hopkins at Shine too, so yay.
Yeah, so I'm really excited. I've always been interested in nutrition. I'm almost finished with a health coaching program, and I'm going to start my own health coaching business.
Awesome. Which health coaching program are you doing?
Health Coach International Institute.
HCI. Okay.
HCI.
Yeah. Cool. And where are you from?
Oh, I'm from Prattville, Wisconsin. I'm just a little ways from Jennifer.
Oh, cool. It's so nice when you get to meet folks and from the same area. Well, good. I can't wait to meet you. And you'll get to meet Dr. Hopkins as well. So it's cool. Wendy. Okay, there you go.
Hello. Yes, I'm flying in from Philadelphia. And I'm really excited to meet you in person, to meet Lynn in person, and to really meet people in this community in person. I've been participating in the Body Balance program since February. And I have to be honest, it's really changed my life. And I'm still on this journey, and I want to do a deeper dive and into your program and, you know, working with Lynn in our small group coaching call, you know, she suggested this conference and I just felt like, yes, this is something I want to, you know, part of my deeper dive into your program and also meeting community.
Nice. Wonderful. Well, I can't wait to meet you then. Yay. You. And there's Lynn.
I assume you mean me.
Yes.
Lynn. So I'm Lynn. I live along the Minnesota-Iowa border, and that's why I go like this whenever I see anybody in my neck of the woods. Wisconsin, I'm in Wisconsin frequently, so that just warms my heart because it is kind of like a desert, like a food medicine desert. it's a service desert. I'm grateful when my Wi-Fi works or my phone. But that just means that there's nowhere else to go but up. Most of the people in my area are conventional GMO corn and soybean farmers or hog confinements. So here's Lynn, who raises free range chickens and does biodynamic gardening. And you know, I know I'll get to tell more about my story when I'm there, but I've been stalking Dr. Rita Marie since about 2012. And I was in her very first practitioner training program. So,
yay.
Yeah. And I'm a graduate.
And you're a graduate, certified nutritional endocrinology.
Yeah. Cool. And insulin resistance and digestive mastery.
And everything. Cool. Yay. And she's amazing and she helps so many people and so many people know her from the programs because she works in our organization as a coach. So that's another opportunity for folks to get training and then work with us and, you know, in our organization. So I'm excited. Thank you. I'm glad you're I'm glad you're here already. She's down in my kitchen right now. So that's my kitchen that you're seeing behind her. So, Susan.
Well, where do I start? I guess it was all through 2016 that I stalked you through lots of summits. And then finally, at 2017, went to that Spring Vitality here in Austin.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up coming to signing up for NAPT, I guess, that fall at Shine. Mm-hmm. So this will be my third Shine, and if I don't go, I'm just going to miss out.
Yeah. See, yeah. FOMO, just, right?
Huh?
FOMO. Fear of missing out, right?
There's just too much good stuff. It's like, I'm not going to miss it.
Yeah.
Plus, I'm spoiled rotten. I'm in driving distance, so yeah I'm very, very blessed that way.
Yes, and we're glad that you're there. And Susan and Lynn are coaches in our nutritional and our energy recharge inner circle, which is our group of people that we take in for about a year and very close knit. And they get coaching from me in groups and then through their small groups. And then some get private coaching and they're the coaching duo in that. And then Susan's also a coaching duo with Louisa in Louisa. Right. Office in San Antonio, in her optometry office. So
yes, I'm Louisa's sidekick.
There we go. Yeah. And it's so great because you guys met really officially last year.
We did.
We got to know each other and then they were like, oh yeah, we're going to work together. And now they're doing it. Yay. So excited. Carrie, I met you at Ocean Robbins in Portland. Or well, near Portland. Carrie, open up. Let's see. Is she open? Open up your line there. Because it's not letting me.
Her line's open.
Oh, it's open. Go ahead and talk, Carrie. Say hi, Carrie. Carrie Vaines. No? I see her moving, so she's not frozen, but I don't know if she hears us.
Yeah.
Or she knows her line is open. Well, I'm going to try to remember what I know about Carrie. Carrie, we met Carrie at Brightonbush, where I was teaching at Ocean Robbins retreat at Brightonbush, and we had several conversations, and she works as a nurse in a, now let me remember, I forget what the thing is, but you help people to get, you work in an organization where they want to get people trained as health coaches. Is that right?
Hi.
There she
Hi,
is.
Hi, Rita Marie. Sorry, my phone just kind of cut out all of a sudden. I'm like, good timing. So yes, you remembered me. That's awesome.
Yes.
So I'm in my last quarter at IIN. I've started seeing clients. I am really excited to be going to the next level. I just want to be a huge sponge. I've been doing cooking classes as well in our home. And I'm also an herbalist. So my kitchen is filled with all kinds of jars with things in them, macerating. It's a lot of fun. And I'm just really looking forward to it. I have a master's degree in education. And I've been working for our local hospital for 20 years. And this is the first time they've ever done anything like this, you know, where they've encouraged people to become health coaches. They want us to impact chronic disease in the communities. And this is outside of our day-to-day job. So I'm in learning and development. So I'm super excited. And I would love to start partnering with, like the optometrist. I thought that was a great idea. So I have some people in mind I'm going to start talking to. So, you know, I'm just starting to work on my website, get that going. I'm excited about all the business information you're talking about sharing. Yes. After Ocean's Conference, I did go get that Keto Mojo.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been having fun with my blood glucose and, keto levels. So I have lots of questions about that.
Cool. Then you're in the right place for that.
Yeah. So I'm ready to learn.
Awesome.
And meet everybody else and learn from everybody else. So thank you so much.
Sponges are good. We like sponges, right? Because that's, you know, we really have to be able to learn. And, you know, I think that some people think that once they get a degree, they become a doctor, they get their PhD, they get a master's degree, that I've reached a pinnacle and they stop wanting to reach out and learn. And it doesn't stop there, right? You have to be able to continue to learn, you know, and continue to grow. And it's great to see that. And it is great to see that there's a hospital that is recognizing that. And that's the hospital, that's the future of medicine that we are all moving towards. So I'm so glad. I'm glad you're
here. Yeah, thanks. And I'm in the Pacific Northwest and I'm with Peace Health, if anybody knows that. I'm as far as in Peace Health. Yeah, they're in Washington, Oregon, and Alaska. And I'm about as far northwest as you can get and stay in the country, like, and not end up in the water or in Canada. So that's kind of where I am on the map.
That sounds interesting. Like, the water sounds really interesting in Canada.
Right? Yeah.
And Steph is up there in that direction. So you'll meet Steph at Shine. She's going to be one of our speakers. And she's up off one of those islands, not Vancouver Island, Pender Island. Yeah, Pender Island. Probably know where
Wow.
Yeah,
I've heard of it.
Yeah, cool. And I just wrote down a list, and now I don't even see I don't know what's happening on my thing. I hit full screen accidentally. Good. So I'd written down some of the folks that I wanted to, and my iPad died. So even though it's plugged in, it died. So I'll go back through the list. But thank you for sharing that. And I was excited to hear Louisa say that she is, you know, she's going to be a pioneer there in introducing the concept to the optometrist of the need for having a health coach in the office. Because we had someone in our program, our Energy Recharge Inner Circle, our small group last year, and she had gone into her optometrist for her annual, you know, prescription check, right? And the optometrist said to her, "You've got to get your diabetes under control." And she says, "I don't have diabetes." And he says, well, your eyes have diabetes. She goes, well, my doctor never said I had diabetes. My blood sugar, he said to her, your eyes have, you have diabetic changes in your eyes and you got to get it under control. And she had found our program, but not for me, but for her husband who was diabetic. And so she started looking into it and she started testing her glucose like you're doing and discovered that in fact she had these big high spikes, even though her fasting glucose was normal, which we're going to talk about at the event. You know, you can't just go by that. And, she started making the changes, and a year later she went back for the optometrist, of course, wrote a recommendation to the GP and said, this person has diabetic retinopathy and you've got to do something with her. And they said, her fasting glucose is fine. Right. And so had she not discovered that and not discovered our program, she could go on to have really permanent damage to her retinas. Fast forward a year after being in the program, and she goes back to the optometrist and he goes, great, you got your diabetes under control. Right. So there's just so much more to learn and to work in conjunction with other practitioners and educate them about, you know, what can be done, the possibility, you know, opening up the world of possibility is so awesome. So thank you. And I'm excited that you are in there. There's Barbara. Somebody else I looked here. Shannon, Susan, Vesta, Wendy. Did we talk to Wendy? Yeah. Who did we not talk to? Is anybody on there? Carla. Oh, yeah. Catherine, did you get it going? Let's see. Unmute. Whoops. Go ahead and unmute yourself again. I just accidentally. There you go. Okay. Start talking. No. Darn. Could you please write a little intro in the chat? I'll read it. You know, just where you're from, you know, what's prompting you to come to Shine, and we'll get to hear your voice. We have to wait till Friday to hear your voice. Carla, did we hear from Carla? Yes, we did. Carrie, we heard from Jan. Did we hear from Jan? There's Jan. Okay, unmute. All right, Jan, hi. You're unmuted. Oops, you just muted yourself again.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm from Western Pennsylvania. I got involved in this area over 20 years ago and had a health practice since then. The initial thing was I've had two uterine fibroids for myself and was curious as to what was going on. But the big part was helping my mother, who had COPD from having tuberculosis before I was born, went through that with her being on a ventilator and getting her off of it. And a lot, my dad had had two heart attacks and quadruple bypass before I got involved with this. So I helped him. And then he developed early stage dementia. So there's been a lot of family issues and concerns as a result of that. But I've been doing holistic health practice, as a practitioner and seeing clients for over 20 years, started out with macrobiotics and have just expanded it with essential oils, different holistic modalities, herbs, studied naturopathy, so a number of areas, and looking forward to adding this. The interest came because I'd heard people using the keto diet and know that there's pros and cons to it, so I wanted to dive deeper into it.
Great. Well, I'm glad that you're coming. You know, metabolic disorders, which everything you just described is, you know, in your family is super serious, and we've got to get to the root cause, not just cover it up. And I'm so glad that your family were open to listening to you, because a lot of us have family members who won't, like mine.
Well, my parents were, I have two brothers that are definitely obese, and my sister-in-law went blind for 3 days when they found out she was a severe diabetic and turned to me and said, I don't want to hear a word out of your mouth. So they're not open, but that's okay. That's their journey.
That's their journey, right? That's their journey. Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting because people say, I don't believe in that. And I always have to go, wow, do you believe in gravity? Like, there's certain things that it's not a matter of belief or not belief. It is or isn't, right? And so when you look at the science and when you look at food affects the physiology. If we don't eat, eventually we die, right? If we don't drink, eventually we die. But if we pour poisons into our bodies, eventually we die or we develop diseases. It's not a belief system, it really isn't a belief system. It's really science, right? It's the physiology and the biochemistry of the body and how it works. And it's a matter of accepting that we have control. And a lot of times when people don't want to, it's addiction. It's addiction, right? And we're going to have some people addressing that over the weekend, you know, that feeling that like that addiction, basically, it really is. I mean, food addictions is the worst addiction because we can't stop it cold turkey like we can alcohol or drugs. We have to continue to eat. And if we don't address the underlying, you know, the things that are causing it, we're just, we choose death over, you know, eating greens or whatever, right? We say, I prefer to continue to eat my garbage. I don't care if I go blind. I don't care. It's like, wow, right? That's an educational piece. 30 seconds on your tongue, which is really what it is, right? 30 seconds of pleasure on your tongue over and over again. And you're willing to give up your legs and your sight and your basically your life. And those are where, that's where all of us are joined together, is trying to help people to see that there are other choices. And that's where they need to go. So honor that. And it's great that your mom and dad are listening to you. And some will, some won't, right? And we can't get everybody.
I thought you might also like to know, I was undergraduate in chemistry, and this was years ago, but I was pre-med, and my dad knew the head of the University of Pittsburgh Medical School, and at that point, he said, this is no place for a woman.
So, things that was changed. Only 20 years ago?
A little over 20 years ago. That was in 1973. So
wow,
things have changed.
Things have changed. You know, it's interesting because my dad, I mean, I wasn't expecting, I would never have expected this out of my dad, who's, you know, Italian, raised in the tradition of, you know, the mother does the kitchen stuff and the dad goes out to work. When I was a teenager and I was very smart and I was valedictorian, I was going to graduate, my dad said this to me, don't you go getting a girly job. I'm like, what? He goes, you're too smart for that. You become a doctor. You become an astronaut. You do something with your brain and you get out there. I don't care. You know, be the first woman astronaut. I want you to not let, you know, society hold you back because you're a girl. Mm-hmm. And I never expected that out of my father. And he encouraged me. And I think he would be proud of me right now.
So I'm looking forward to meeting everybody in person at Shine.
I am looking forward to meeting you too, Jan. Thank you.
Thank you.
Who else? Is there anybody else I missed? I'm looking to see. Junadea Barnett? Junad. Anybody that has different combinations, I have a hard time saying it. Junada.
Junida.
Junida. Okay, that's easier than it looks. Junida. Hi, Junida. Where are you from? Oops. Sounds like you're in the car. All right. Oh, good. Patty says, good night. I need to finish packing to leave tomorrow. Look forward to meeting Bernie at Shine. Yay. See you Thursday. Yeah, be sure to come out to the fire pit. It's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah. Really nice. Okay, Junida. Okay, we lost her. But if you come back, come on, open up your line and come. Shelly, are we getting any help with that, Catherine? No. Did Catherine write anything?
Yes, she did.
Let me find it. Okay.
She and Annette will get along very well.
Oh, cool. I'm trying to find it. How far back was it? Looks like we had a lot. Can you read it, please, Lynn? I'm not seeing it.
Absolutely. So here, I'll get up there too so I can actually say her words. She's a registered dietitian and certified diabetes educator. Thanks. And she's retiring from her full-time job next and wanting to work with freedom and flexibility. Mm-hmm. She's looking forward to hearing Tom O'Brien, and because she's followed his work for several years.
Nice.
So
Yeah. So yes, that's great. Annette is, Annette came the other way around, but she just took some the certified diabetes educator courses, and she'll tell her story. It's a very personal story. And she'll share why she got interested in diabetes. So, she's one of our coaches. Gotta run. Yay. Okay. Looks like everybody's getting ready to go, and we're at the end, right? Did I miss anybody?
No. The only thing I wanted to say is make sure to pack a sweater or a shawl for in the conference room. It tends to get a little chilly.
Yeah.
And even if you're from the north, like myself and a few others here, you still get pretty chilly.
So. You know, we try to keep it not chilly, but, you know, everybody's so different. Like, I'm up on stage and there's these bright lights on me, some warmer than I normally would be, but still sometimes it's chilly. I think shawls are a great idea because you can have shorts and, you know, a t-shirt or a tank top on and just cover yourself in a shawl, and then you can go outside and be comfortable. We do have, you know, you have the option of eating inside, but we do have this beautiful terrace that we eat our lunches outside. And Thursday evening, right, we'll be outside, and it's like right now, let's just tell you how warm it is here right now. Yeah, it's getting warm again. It's right now it's 86, so that's not too bad, right? But yeah, so 86, so in the evening it'll be nice and comfortable. It's supposed to go up to 97 on Thursday, 96 on Friday, down to 95 on Saturday, and down to 94 on Sunday. But you never believe these unless it's like 2 hours from now, because they're never right. Last time I looked earlier, it was like, oh, it's just going to be in the low 90s this week. And now it's back up into the almost 100. So, but it's mostly dry here. It's not like Arizona where it's a super dry heat, but lately it's been the last few days, it's been more humid than usual. Usually in September, it's a dry heat. And right now it's a little, let me see what it says. It says what the humidity is. It says it's, 55% humidity. So it's not terrible like St. Petersburg or Houston, right? But it's not real low. And, you know, we'll oftentimes go as low as 35% humidity. So, you know, whatever. If you're from Houston or Dallas, it's probably reasonable. Phoenix right now is 36. So it's a little more humid than Phoenix. Let's see, St. Petersburg right now, I'm fascinated, is 70. So just think about that. If you're coming from Florida, you're going to say nice and dry. If you're coming from Arizona, you're going to say nice and moist. And either way, it is what it is. We cannot change nature. And just I just really like to embrace it and enjoy it and get outside and get your vitamin D. So much love to everybody. I can't wait to see you guys in person. Please, I mean it when I say make sure you come up to me and give me a hug, because I like hugs, first of all, and I like to connect with people. It's one of my big things, my superpowers of what I like to do. And can't wait to meet you all. Have a great evening. Let's unmute everybody so we can say 1, 2, 3, unmuted. Bye.
Bye. Thanks. Bye.
See you Thursday.
Bye. Thank you so much for being on the video today.